Everything worth doing starts with being scared. Art Garfunkel.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in with us. Today, we are going to build up your four pillars of health. Our special guest, Dr. Matt Chalmers, takes a holistic approach to wellness, using all the wonderful tools at our disposal to prevent illness before it becomes too hard to treat. Essential oils play a big role in his practice. You'll hear him share how oregano oil, Progessence Plus, thieves, and other essential oils come into play with so many of his patients. As usual, this episode is going to lift you up and empower you to take charge of your health. But before we dive into the interview, allow me to share my favorite essential oil from this past week. Next week, we have a big family photo shoot planned. It's been a while since we did a family photo shoot, so I've been getting back into my oil cleansing routine. I've been taking just 1 teaspoon of avocado oil and then mixing 1 drop of geranium essential oil in with that. I rub it together and massage it gently into my face, really giving my face that self-care that I deserve. I let it sit there for a little bit, and then I take a very warm washcloth and drape it over my face, allowing it to sink into my nice open pores, and then gently rubbing it away. It takes 2 minutes, and it is just a beautiful self-care practice that I've been doing, and it's been leaving my face feeling smooth, moisturized, and glowing. Geranium oil is a great go-to for any skincare routine. It's got a beautiful floral, very feminine scent, and it can help especially if you have dry skin. And now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Congratulations to Angela Prouty, who lives in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Hope I'm saying that right. You are our winner for the March DIY dugout giveaway. The winning recipe you submitted into our dugout was simply named Balance. To make the Balance blend, in a 10 milliliter roller ball, combine 15 drops Valor, 5 drops Frankincense, and 2 drops Lemon. Top with a carrier oil and enjoy. Thanks so much for your recipe, Angela, and congratulations. Remember, every time you submit a recipe into our DIY dugout, you are automatically entered to win our monthly giveaway of a bottle of orange oil and our DIY PDF full of our favorite recipes. Just email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts, and also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Matt Chalmers, who has specialties and certifications in sports, neurology, nutrition, and spinal decompression for disc damage. He's a holistic wellness concierge provider that specializes in bringing Eastern and Western medicine together to eliminate current issues and prevent future conditions. His book, Pillars of Wellness, is published as of this April. Congratulations on that, Dr. Chalmers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Dr. Chalmers, you've come to take a bit of a different approach to health than many of your colleagues, let's say. What I love about your work is you really strive for bringing the highest quality of life as well as the longest quantity. And you have this focus on looking for issues before they become too big to fix. So I'm just curious, how have you sort of come to this methodology, this way of work, you know, compared to some of the other doctors who may not take that same approach?
Well, it's actually kind of a interesting story. It's a little bit of a selfish story. I was working on a guy who was early 60s, and he just sold his company for $20, $22 million. And at the time, that was the biggest amount of money I'd ever heard anybody making. And I thought, oh my gosh. And I asked him, I said, what are you going to do? I said, I would go to Italy. There's this whole big World War II trail I would take. And he goes, stop. He goes, my knees hurt so bad when I get to the top of the stairs, I have to sit down and rest. He said, when I walk my dogs around the block, I've got to sit and rest. I'm not going to Italy. There's some restaurants I want, some TV shows I want to catch up on. And so I thought to myself, this man is young. He's 60. He's got $20 million at least. And his life is over. He's just going to sit there and do nothing and, you know, whatever. And I thought, that cannot be me. I have to make sure my health, my quality of life is high enough that when I get older, I can still play with my grandkids. I can still do all the things I want to do. So I kind of started on this big path of what am I going to do for me and for my family? And as I started working with different doctors and expanding what I'm doing, people started coming over to see me for genetic testing and for all the Eastern medicine and for the, you know, hormone function. And so everything that we were doing, it was just kind of one of those things where it started off, like I said, as kind of a, what am I going to do for me and my family? And then I just started applying it to my patients.
Yeah. Did you find that a lot of your patients were kind of having those same fears of like, gosh, I'm working so hard, I'm not even enjoying life, and by the time I retire, I'm gonna be too like crooked to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's actually that was the big thing. One of my first, what I would consider my first concierge patient came in, and he told me a story about how his business partner was the healthiest man he'd ever met, and he had a six pack, and he played soccer 3 days a week, and he was like, he died on the soccer field yesterday. He had a heart attack and died. The man I was working with said, I have two little girls. That can't happen to me. You have to help me. So that was kind of how it started with the patients. And this particular individual, who had been deemed completely healthy by his normal doc, was about 30 pounds overweight, had a bunch of other issues, low testosterone. When we checked everything, he had massive blockages to his heart as well that we had to clear up. So there are lots of things that I do with my patients that just isn't normal for normal Western medicine, because we're looking for problems and not reacting to one.
Right, that's a huge distinction right there. That prevention, that using, because like I speak a lot on this show, and I try not to sound like I'm talking down to Western medicine by any means. I'm very respectful of doctors. There's so many amazing doctors out there and tools, but sometimes it kind of fathoms me how Western medicine has so many amazing tests and diagnostic tools at their disposal that they don't really use to prevent the problems. They use them more as a reactionary approach. And I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot more to it besides, I don't know, insurance and legality and stuff like that. It's a very complicated system, but it just kind of leaves me baffled sometimes at the end of the day.
Well, it's actually exactly what you said. So the way that insurance works and the way that the hospital system works is that you come in and you say, here's what's wrong with me today. We can then use that to make a diagnosis. And then that diagnosis will then limit or set up the amount of tests that we can do that'll get paid for. So if you come in and you say, I feel totally fine, insurance will pay for nothing. So if you say, I feel fine, but my dad had a heart attack at 40 and so did my grandfather, and I'm 32, well, we need to start running some tests. But since you feel fine, there's not enough for insurance to cover, which is why the concierge model is kind of springing up around COVID, as people have decided they're going to take an active role in their healthcare. And that's been spectacular.
Yeah. Tell us more about the concierge model for people unfamiliar with that term. What exactly does that mean?
So basically, it's taking a very proactive, almost aggressive stance in your own healthcare. And so what we do is people sign up and they come in, and we do a 5 month program where we go through and we look at, okay, how much plaquing do you have in your arteries? Are you sleeping properly? Do you have, any sleep issues? Where's your hormone levels are at? Are you supplementing properly? Are you eating right? Do you even know how many calories you're supposed to eat? So a big piece of this is making the nutrition and making life kind of work around what you're doing. How often are you working out? That type of thing. So there's a ton of tests, blood tests and everything else, Eastern medicine work. But the biggest thing is just, making the body function in your world. So I take a look at you. Our first encounter is a 2 hour basically interview where I go through and do everything. We find out everything about you. And then we make a custom plan just for you. So you and your twin sister might have two totally different programs because you're two totally different people and you need different things depending on your stress and your caloric intake. So we try to change things up specifically for people. It's more of a custom or bespoke healthcare.
Yeah. And is this something that people have to go to their local practitioner for, or is it something they can do digitally or virtually?
We're doing a lot virtually right now. It's easier for me to work with people in the continental United States. We've got some people in Mexico and in the Middle East that we're working with, and that's a little bit more difficult. But virtual is very simple for what we do.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said about, especially with the COVID pandemic coming in, people are kind of waking up a little bit and going like, gosh, I really want to take charge of my health. I want to be preventative. I don't want to wait for something bad to happen. What can I do? I'm seeing a ton of that mind shift lately, and it makes me so hopeful and so happy. And it's what this show is all about, is helping people take charge of their own health, which is also taking responsibility for their health. What are you going to do for yourself today? Because no one else can do that for you. It's your body, it's your life. So take those steps, and that's partly why we focus so much on essential oils. They're not the only tool out there, but they are a tool that is very powerful, very effective, and anyone can learn how to use them quickly and easily to incorporate into their wellness routine. It's just something that I find very attractive about the essential oil world. You'll see people who have like never taken a vitamin before, or maybe are just starting to look into maybe I should eat less sugar or drink less soda. And then they kind of come to essential oils as this gateway into healthy living. They're like, oh yeah, I've heard about these. They're kind of fun. Let me try them out. And it can open up this sort of world of like, oh wow, I'm powerful. I have tools that I can use and I can make these decisions for myself. So I'm curious how much essential oils might weave into your practice of what you do as well.
It actually comes in quite a bit. So my biggest one, you know, it's kind of funny because I have ones that I just am in love with for specific things. So like oregano oil for strep throat or for any sinus drainage will knock it out faster than anything else I've seen. So I love oregano oil for that.
How are you having people use that? I'm curious.
So I have them put it in just like a glass of water, and then I have them gargle it and swallow it, and then take another sip and gargle it and swallow it. And that's generally the way we knock out stuff in the throat. And sometimes people have to do that 3 or 4 times in a day for a day or two. But we've had people who can barely, they can't even talk, barely breathe because their strep's so bad. And in 2 days, they're totally fine.
Wow.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, the oregano is amazing. You can also use it if you emulsify it with something like limonene or pretty much any of the citrus essential oils. If you emulsify it and drink it, it'll help a lot with bladder infections. And so when we have kidney or any type of issue like that, we'll always use that as an adjunct, and that helps tremendously.
Yeah, and when you say emulsify, do you mean like mix with honey or maple syrup?
Just the two oils, just oregano and limonene or
gotcha.
You know, oregano or some citrus, yeah.
What other oils do you use in your practice?
So what probably the funniest one is, so I own a medical injectable hormone therapy clinic, and probably the most surprising is even as the powerful Western medicine drugs, there's one that Young Living makes called Progestins Plus that I use exclusively for issues with estrogen. So when women come in and they're low T, we'll give them testosterone. If it doesn't get rid of their hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, headaches, you know, joint pain, those type of things, instead of giving them estrogen, which has been medical estrogen, which is shown over and over and over again to have issues with cancer, we give them Progestins Plus because it's a progesterone base and it will actually convert to estrogen. I have not, in 10 years of working with it, I have not one time seen it not correct the issues. So I'm really, really in love with that one because anytime we don't have a give a drug, I'm a big fan of that. And so Progestins Plus has really helped balance hormones in a major way.
Yeah, I have to echo that one as well, because you met my twin sister. She also works with me here on the podcast. She has, I don't know if you guys brought this up or not when you were talking, but she has debilitating endometriosis. It's really terrible. I mean, she spends four or five days out of each month, you know, on maximum painkillers just to function. It's so bad. She's waiting for surgery. Anyway, long story there. But I finally got her to try Progestins Plus just to help get her through each month, see if it made a difference, see if it helped. And this was the first month she had tried it. And it was about to come up to her cycle. And she called me and she was like, I don't know what to think here. I haven't had any pain, no cramps for the first time in I don't know how long. She was just kind of shocked. It's only been a month. We're like, okay, well, maybe it's coincidence, but maybe not. Maybe it's the Progestins Plus, but her mind was just blown. I was just elated for her that, you know, she could find something where she didn't have to take pain pills 4 days out of each month to just, you know, survive. So it's a very powerful supplement or serum. You could call it a serum that is amazing. It's not just essential oils, to be clear. It's a progesterone base. It's partly wild yam, and then it does have some essential oils in there. But I've heard so many stories about how that particular blend has just changed so many women's lives.
It's very, very special. So, and we do a lot of stuff with endometriosis. So you might, I'd be happy to talk to her about some options that she might not have used before. So if you ever call me, I'll go back over that with her.
Awesome. I'll let her know. Thanks.
Absolutely.
So Dr. Chalmers, I'm curious if you have any favorite essential oils that you use personally.
So I use the oregano a lot, but, you know, to lean kind of back on, so doTERRA has one called On Guard and Young Living has one called Thieves, which I use probably 4 times more than the average person does. I clean, because I wash my hands probably 20 or 30 times a day because I'm touching people, I'm around stuff. Before COVID, many might think I was a little OCD about having my hands clean, but now everybody's good with it. But I'll clean the counters, the glass, everything, just because I know it's not going to hurt my kids or my pets or anything like that. And I can get everything clean. And it's that one's probably my personal favorite that I use the most is the Thieves. In fact, I'll even put it, and I know I'm not supposed to, but I'll put it in my CPAP. And it helps clean and reset everything in my CPAP. And it helps open up my sinuses while I'm using it. So easily Thieves is the one I use the most. But I, you know, it's be tossed up between Progestins and oregano for what I use most of my patients.
Yeah. Thieves is such a powerful one. Back to your CPAP machine for a second, because I get this question a lot is, you know, how are you adding that in? I've seen those little accessories you can buy that you can attach to your CPAP machine and put the essential oil like on a little cloth pad that sort of helps the aroma circulate in it. Do you do that or do you just like put it straight in?
I just put it straight in my little water reservoir. So I'll toss it in there, but I clean mine thoroughly a couple times a week. And then whenever, if it starts pitting or anything like that, I'll just get a new little water container because I have an account. So it makes it really easy. But, I haven't seen a lot of damage to my stuff from the oils, and I put them in there 3 or 4 times a week. So just in the little water reservoir, and it's been, I really think it helps out.
Yeah. So be a little cautious, people. Don't go throwing a ton in there. We don't want to break your CPAP machine. But again, there's also accessories if you want to try that out as well. Now, as far as essential oils, maybe people should kind of keep a backup of all the time, like always have available in their wellness cabinet. Which ones would you recommend for that?
Well, so lavender has become a really big one. So I have actually a little kit I use for burns, anything below, really bad blistering third degree, just an aloe gel and lavender. You mix those two up and it will take a really bad sunburn and make it better in 30% of the normal time. So that one's a really, really good one for summer, for when your kids are just getting back out into the sun, they're getting sunburned. So the lavender one's great. Oregano I take every single time I go on vacation, because if I start to get sick or breathing something in, I can take that one. I like Copaiba for pain.
I say Copaiba. Some people say Copaiba. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, that's kind of how I've done with it. But that one for pain is really good. So those are those two. If you're one of those people that Progestins Plus helps, I would make sure that you keep an extra bottle, because you never know when people are going to run out. You're not going to be able to get it because it's there for a while. We couldn't get it. And I have several women who've told me that the reason that they're not in prison for killing their husbands is because they were able to even themselves out with the Progestins. So that's definitely one I tell the women to keep on hand.
Absolutely. I always have 2 or 3 bottles in my reservoir. I shouldn't say that out loud. People might hunt me down for my extra when it goes out of stock. So Matt, last essential oil question for you. Are there any oils out there that you've used that have just really surprised you?
You know, probably, and I hate to keep going back to the same things, but the oregano, the speed at which it'll get rid of infections, and the amount of symptomatic relief that Progestins Plus gives people blows me away. I've been using them for, I don't know, close to 10 years now, and they still shock me whenever someone comes in and goes, I was curled up in a ball crying and I use this, I'm totally fine. And it's just every day I hear that, it's just like, man, that's so cool. So
I know it is. It's so cool. It's the simplicity behind it too, is I think what continually shocks me, you know, every day, every story I hear, every success that I have or someone else shares, it's just always this like, gosh, they're so simple and they're so easy and they work so well.
Yes.
That it's kind of this aha moment every day.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because we anointed both of our kiddos with balsam fir, sacred frankincense, and myrrh, which are the three oils that they used with Christ. And so we anointed ours with those for fun. And, you know, right when they're still young, so it still gets through the soft spot, the fontanelles in the top. But that was kind of interesting because you could see the kids kind of perking up whenever we'd put it on at the end of the day. So that was fun too.
Yeah, that's great. So let's dive into your new book, Pillars of Wellness. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this kind of comes up to about 15 years of what I've been doing personally and professionally with all of my patients. So, you know, I've kind of looked at looked at wellness and broken it down to four main pillars: the biomechanical, which is how you're sitting, how you're moving, you know, how your body reacts to physical stresses; the biochemical, which is going to be nutrition, hormones, things like that; you know, how are we getting the chemicals in that our body needs to fight off the stress and everything else that we're doing; if we want to gain muscle or lose fat, how we play that game; and then the psychological. So it's basically how our mind helps us or hurts us as we go through our life. And then the spiritual aspect, which is not necessarily Christianity or, you know, something like that. It's more of a how we connect with the world around us. And so, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? And so those four pieces are kind of how we've put together everything to make sure that not only can you have the energy and the physical function to move around, you know, and not have pain or hurt, but also that your mind's in the right place to be positive and take you where you need to go. So those are kind of the big breakdown of how the book's set up.
Yeah. It's amazing to think that you can sort of summarize health and wellness in just those four areas, but there's something so simple and wonderful about that I love it. And I love that you've incorporated that sort of spiritual component in there, as well as mental wellness. I mean, they aren't always the same thing. There's an overlap there for sure. But just echoing what you said, the way that you interact with the world can have astounding impacts on your health. And we know this for sure. There's lots of studies done on stress and the impacts that it can have on your health. But I think there's more to it than that. So are there any stories that you could share around that pillar specifically of maybe a patient you've worked with and how that's really helped them push past some health barriers?
The spiritual one is one of my most favorite because it's always the one when we start off. People go, okay, yeah, we can talk about that sometime. But right now I've got 20 pounds to lose and da, da, da. And so we work on that one a little bit later. But that's basically one of those things where I've worked with a lot of guys who've made a ton of cash and everything's great. And at the end of the day, they go, I feel like something's missing. I feel unfulfilled and I don't know why. I have all the money in the house and the cars and I've got the great family and I've got this, but something's not there. And I say, well, what have you done to give back to society? And they go, well, I give money here. And I'm like, we're not talking about money. What do you do to make society better? And so I've had a lot of guys who've started taking their business knowledge or their medical knowledge or whatever they're experts in, and they'll go and they'll mentor and they'll teach and they'll help kind of build people up from, you know, hey, I've learned this for 40 years. Let me explain to you how to do this. And we'll see them kind of start changing people's lives. And that one's really fun because I've had a couple of guys sell their businesses and just go, this is all I want to do from here on out. Like, I want to help people. Like, mm-hmm. This is so fulfilling and I feel so amazing doing it. Like, this is my new purpose in life. And so that's been really, really fun to help these guys kind of find that next thing they wanted to do with their life, is help people. So,
and have you seen that really like have impacts on their physical health at the same time?
Absolutely. The funny thing is that one of the most important things that we need to do as people is to find our purpose. And it doesn't have to be making tons of money or whatever. It's just the thing that we get fulfillment and we out of. And watching these guys kind of have a purpose, they, you know, now they spring out of bed and they work all day long. And then when they have to turn the work off, they're upset about it because it's so much fun and they love it so much because it's part of their purpose. It's why they're here now. And so that's been really, really fun to watch these guys, you know, find their new purpose and drive that through. So that's been really cool.
And what are some ways that you've seen that psychological aspect play into health outcomes?
So, well, there's little things, and it's funny because the little things add up, but like, so the psychological piece, everybody who's been in and around the fat athletes or the fitness industry has heard the term cheat day, which is where you basically slide off your diet for a day or two so that you can, you know, eat something fun.
It's Friday. I'm going to eat that cake.
That's exactly right. I don't let my my patients refer to it as cheat day because of the negative psychological tendencies that cheating has. So if you think about if the other team cheated, how you feel, or obviously the pinnacle, the worst one is if your spouse or significant other one cheated on you, how you feel. Are any of those emotions positive? And so I say, quit telling yourself you're cheating on yourself. It's a reward. You've eaten clean for 3, 5, 7, 10, 2 weeks. Go ahead and have that pizza or the beer or whatever it is that you want to have. And as just remember, it's a reward for something that you've done. And what's cool about that is that I've seen these people go from, hey, my cheat day was I ate a whole bag of Oreos, to my reward day is I ate sushi until I was about to explode. Obviously, neither one are on this person's diet, but everybody can imagine that a bag of Oreos versus sushi, the sushi is going to be better for you pretty much every time around. So the choices people are making that they're getting the same amount of benefit and same amount of enjoyment out of, but their choices are becoming even better when they've changed their verbiage from cheating to reward. And so little changes like that in verbiage for the psychological piece has been really fun as well.
Yeah, little mindset shifts can have huge impacts on your life. Speaking of diet, just real quick, I'm sure you get this question a lot, but do you have sort of a general dietary guideline that you feel like most humans should follow?
Yeah, cut your sugars out or to as close to zero as you can. There's, now that keto's been around, there's bunches of other, you know, sweeteners, monk fruit, you've got, you know, xanthol, xylitol, you know, there's a bunch of different things out that you can use to get that a little bit of that sweet fix without using sugar. Sugar's probably the most damaging thing to the body that we put in all the time. So that's the one thing I tell people that the vast majority of us can cut out. Now, having said that, if you're an extreme ectomorph and you're trying to gain muscle mass, you're going to have to consume sugars. But that's a little bit different to cut out of a caveat. The other big thing is everybody talks about calorie surplus or calorie deficit. And yes, if you want to lose fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit. However, most people don't know how many calories they're supposed to eat in a day. So if you go and get a resting metabolic rate or a basal metabolic rate, now you have a starting point of how many calories should I eat in a day, so that now you can kind of focus everything else. So from a diet standpoint, finding out how many calories you're supposed to eat is a great place to start.
Now, Dr. Chalmers, you're pretty in shape compared to most doctors I've met. How does this kind of play into your role of provider?
So it's actually kind of funny because my big thing is that sometimes it makes it a little gruff and people don't necessarily love it. But my goal is to not lie to people ever. And so if I'm telling you people that they need to have a lower body fat percentage for their health, then I need to represent that as well. You know, telling people not to smoke and do these things, these are things that I've always decided that I'm going to represent if I'm going to be speaking about them. And so that's always been something that's been on me, is just the, you know, this is what I do, this is what I love. And so I'm going to represent it as well.
Yeah. You don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk.
That's my goal. And it's always been strange for me seeing some of these doctors who are, you know, 50 pounds overweight and smoking cigarettes, trying to talk about health. And I'm like, you don't get a place to talk about this. You know, if you're not part of it, if you're not living it, then I don't really want to hear your opinion on it. Yeah. So that's kind of how I felt. And that's why I've decided to maintain the diet and everything that I have.
You seem to take your responsibility of wearing that white coat to the max. I love that.
Well, it's, you know, if people are going to come to me for, and trust me with their health and trust me with their family's health, then I need to take that seriously. And I need to make sure that I'm doing the very best I can in every aspect for them.
So Dr. Chalmers, this has been absolutely wonderful. I've learned so much, and thank you for sharing all this amazing wisdom with us. Before you go, we love to ask our guests these simple closing questions. And the first is, just give us a glimpse. What's like one self-care practice you try to make sure you get in every day to maintain that health?
So I've cut the sugar out, lots of water, and make sure you get your rest and your sleep. So sleeping is when you're not conscious, and rest is when you can punch out from the day and kind of get a mental recharge. So those would be the quick things I'd throw out that everybody needs to do.
And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Sugar, 100%. If we can get rid of the sugar and move something else in, you're going to see tons of health benefits, from arterial sclerosis and plaquing to energy to weight. Everything gets better when we cut our sugars down.
We had a guest on the show recently who loved baking. You know, she loved baking sweet treats and stuff. And she gave a great tip where instead of just trying to replace your sugar all with maple syrup or monk fruit or whatnot, she's found a lot of success kind of combining all of them together, like a little bit of stevia, a little bit of honey, a little bit of maple syrup, and sort of blending all those alternative sweeteners together gives you a very similar to sugar kind of taste, but without the sugar. So I thought that was a great tip.
That is a great tip.
Well, Matt, this has been wonderful. Tell us again a little more about your book and when and where it's coming out and the best way for people to connect with you.
So book comes out April 1st and you get it on Amazon. And then probably the two best places to find me are the CW or the cwellstore.com. That has a bunch of videos and stuff like that on it. And then any of the social media is just Dr. Chalmers One is usually my handle. So people can find me pretty much anywhere like that. So yeah, those two are probably going to be the easiest way. Also, you guys can use coupon code REVOLUTION25 to get 25% off at the cwellstore.com for any of the nutritional needs that you guys have or any of the blood tests you guys want to get.
Well, thanks so much for spending your time with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Come connect with me. I'm on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright, and you can find our Facebook page by searching Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. You'll find tons of helpful resources on there, including a free essential oil course, downloads, digital products, links to all the show notes, and more. It's also the best place to interact with us. You can leave comments on every episode of this podcast. If you want to help us out, leave us a rating or review on iTunes or wherever you listen and share the show with a few friends. Thanks so much for tuning in and being a part of our Essential Oil family. We'll catch you again here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.